B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, I have no idea what this is.
All right. Well, I found something this weekend on the internet, and this is going to be something that's going to consume me for the next week. And that is that one of our favorite people as of late, one of the more interesting human beings would be Phil Esposito, because we know that obviously he was a Boston Bruin and somewhat of a legend, and now he does the color commentary for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
A team that he is responsible basically for bringing to Tampa.
Yep.
He was the GM there, right, John?
And almost single-handedly ruined the franchise. But he was a horrible executive.
But just think about this, is that, because I read his book and he's adamant about this, that he brought the team to Tampa and now he's doing color commentary on the radio.
And he sounds like he's truly enjoying his job.
Now, Joseph trips Bjorkstrand and a penalty coming up.
Joseph
is after it in the far corner. He couldn't get it away from Clendenning. Left circle Panarin. Cross ace Dubois. Right circle. Put it in front. Save made. Score on the rebound. Bjorkstrand. But it's 4-3 Columbus.
I just like I said, Jesus, what are we doing?
Cross blue line right circle. McDonough pulls up. Ryan McDonough. A little drop beat. Chernak over his stick.
No.
And here's Foligno on a breakaway the other way. Foligno's in alone. Score.
Golly, what a bad play.
All right, the first time I ever heard him, I listened to the game for about 5 minutes in my car, and he swore. So, like, literally, and I'm like, who is this?
Well, Fred, I have found in the darkest corners of the internet, there is a show called Next Sports Star that is a call-in internet radio show.
Oh, boy.
That Phil Esposito is a regular weekly guest on.
Oh, sweet.
And sometimes they don't even, sometimes, most of the time, they don't even talk about hockey. Now, I've said how Phil Esposito just sounds like your old, like, man, your dad or your grandpa just selling to the TV. Would you like to hear Phil Esposito's opinion on global warming?
Oh, boy.
So, now you have to understand.
It's hot in Tampa.
There's two people live in the studio, and then there's this guy named, there's two people on the phone. There's Bill Waters, who is like the assistant, used to be the assistant GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's now like a sportscaster. And then there's Phil Esposito. You'll know when it's Phil Esposito talking. There's no mistaking.
The complete indifference.
There's no mistaking which one's Phil Esposito, which one is not. So let's get to the audio, shall we? This is from the dark corners of the internet. This might have had, I think it's had like 300 total views.
Okay, so this is internet only.
Internet only radio show that Phil Esposito is a weekly guest on, and they don't talk about sports. That's not the only thing they talk about. Sometimes they just say, let's just talk about global warming.
By the way, I was listening, and Perry, you and Frankie believe in global warming.
I didn't say, Frankie said, I said, all I know is it's hot in hell in here. I didn't say anything more than that.
I believe in global warming. I believe that the countries that are habitual polluters in the world, like Russia, China.
And of course, let's us go solar and every other country do the same.
I don't agree with that. I don't believe in going solar, but I believe if you in your backyard long enough, the is going to come in your house, and the whole house is going to be full of and I think that that's what people have been doing. But I don't believe in this bureaucratic bullshit about solar energy and put everything solar. But I believe that countries just having total disregard and polluting the ocean, going in the middle of the night and dropping toxic poisons in the ocean and poisoning the fish.
I'm in Brazil where there's in the water.
Now.
I mean, is this Carl Sagan's show?
This is your granddad yelling at the news.
Oh my God.
What about these Brazilians are crapping in the water, except not saying crap?
I just see them with pipes and tweed jackets on.
This is like, yes. It's Nova.
William F. Buckley sitting there. Now says, what are your opinion on global warming? Well, they crap in the water in Brazil. Oh, interesting. You know, the case of global warming is very controversial. You know, your thoughts, Mr. Esposito? They crap in the water.
Toxic poisons in the ocean and poisoning the fish.
I'm in Brazil where there's in the water.
Interesting point, Mr. Esposito. He is something else. What is the point of this show?
Old guys yelling.
Like, why would he agree to do it?
Every week.
I mean, yeah, well, that's oh, yeah. You know, they're chopping the shit out of the rainforest.
I mean, Jesus, I am so over that f***ing bullshit. I think back when I was a kid, 12 years old, it was 1955, 56, 54. It was hotter than f***ing hell in the Sioux.
He makes a good point. That's why when you global warming.
When you were growing up, what was your take on, what would life, first of all, can you figure out how old you were when you were 12? It's your birthday. Birthday plus 12.
It was 1955, 56, 54. It was hotter than f***ing hell in the soup.
Yes, the soup was hot. Oh, my God. How did this come to be?
I don't know, but thank you. Thank you, Mr. Esposito.
It had like 300 views?
Yeah, like no one's watching it.
Well, we didn't have air conditioning. So don't give me this global warming.
Whoa. He just made a really good point.
Well, we didn't have air conditioning. So don't give me this global warming. And in the wintertime, you freeze your balls off.
Okay, well, let me tell you about Toronto. So I was born and raised here. And I remember when I was a kid, there was snow from, I'd say, November right till the end of April.
Absolutely right.
I don't know what the everybody's driving SUVs for in Toronto, because there's no snow. The world has changed by 2.3, 2.4 degrees. My producers could give you the exact rate of change. There's glaciers that are melting. They say
that is so full of
It's full of that the glaciers are melting, Phil?
You fucking ass.
What the hell is going on?
That's a 78-year-old man yelling in a cloud is what that is.
No, it's... Why did that get him so riled up?
Glaciers! Oh, that's where you get. That's where you cross the line.
That is so full of shit.
It's full of shit that the glaciers are melting, Phil.
You fucking ass.
What the hell is he so pissed off about?
You bring glaciers into this. We've gone next level. You really pissed off Phil Esposito. We're going to go glaciers now?
I wonder if he thinks a glacier is something else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I like the reasonable one swearing every other word, too.
He might be confused.
You know, he gets taken into it.
That is so full of shit.
It's full of shit that the glaciers are melting, Phil.
You fucking ass.
You're saying I'm full of shit. Because the glaciers are melting?
Talking about you're the most intelligent guy I know.
Okay, forget about washing my face and then slapping it. I'm telling you right now, there's glaciers melting. If you don't believe in your ideology that global warming is a fact and it's an aberration of what humanity is doing to the planet, that's your prerogative.
Yeah,
but I believe that if you keep abusing the environment, you're going to kill everything. It's just like my dog. I let him piss on my grass. He kills it.
Somebody said we need Tommy Heinsohn under this call.
It's just like my dog. I let him piss on my grass. He kills it.
Yes, the urine debate.
I think back when I was a kid, 12 years old, it was 1955, 56, 54. It was hotter than f***ing hell in the soup. So don't give me this sh- global warming. And in the wintertime, you freeze your f***ing balls off.
Glaciers that that are melting. They say that that is so full of shit. Full of shit that the glaciers are melting, Phil.
You fucking ass.
Just get Heinzen in there. You gotta be kidding me. Just have Heinzen. Just I want something called Heinzen and Esposito yell at stuff.
No, Heinzen will just be like, I'll show you global woman.
I'm in Brazil where there's in the water.
So he said, does Phil Esposito live in Brookline?
Oh, God. He probably did.
This does sound like a conversation just on a park bench in Brookline.
Yeah.
And also, they're chopping the shit out of the rainforest.
How many episodes?
Chopping the plank out of. Dude, there's like 90.
Oh,
and it's
my God.
Every possible topic you could talk about.
Good for you finding it.
I mean, this is just.
How the hell did you find
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Maybe I was looking for like. Or someone might have sent it to me a while back. I just let it sit. And then I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. Phil Esposito, what are you doing?
That's why it's always important to open your emails. Because you might be given. So basically, this takes us through the summer.
If I just angry Esposito.
Phil's great. I told you the first time 30 seconds or 3 minutes of a game, I heard him swearing. All right, so there you have it. We'll be right back.
So don't give me this global warming, and in the wintertime, you freeze your balls up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Game 4 is underway. Pacers win the tap. Big day for the Celtics and later the Bruins.
Bergeron into the faceoff left circle. They tie up. Marchand shoots. He scores!
And we're down the right side. Return to Al Horford. Finds the open man. Left side. Mars. 3. Got it.
Circle net. Riley shoots. Press. Took it away. Reached up with the left hand. Get that out of here.
Gordon Hayward switches to the right hand. Driving strong. Draws some contact. Runner is good. Score to the foul for Gordon Hayward.
Ostrock had it on his back end. Shoots. Crew shoots. He scores. The Bruins and LaMarc the puck around. Fire one. Crew gets the rebound in the near circle. He rips it inside the near post. Power play goal. 2-1 Bruins. Got it. He scores.
Gordon Hayward pull up 3.
Got it.
Gordon Hayward back in the building where he won a state championship has just given the Celtics an 8-point fourth quarter lead.
2-on-2. Krejci right circle. Centers deflected. They score. Jake DeBrus able to win his battle, charged him to the front of the net, got the stick down and deflects it home.
Thought we were attacking the net better. Just more overall of our identity.
It's exciting to know that when the pressure is high, you have guys that can respond to that.
Today was more the way we wanted. We wanted to be aggressive.
Bounce pass knocked away by Kyrie. He saves it from going out of bounds. Mars lead for Horford. Hand to Jason Tatum. Two-hand slam. And the Celtics are running away and hiding here in game 4. Straight away. Now angles to the right side of the floor against Evan. 7 on the shot clock. Kick to the open man. Jason Tatum. 4 on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward. The hot hand for 3. Good night.
And the horn is going to sound. Can you smell it? It's a game 7. And for the third time since 2013, these two teams are going to play a game 7.
Clock hits triple zeros. And the Celtics are the first team to advance to round 2. They hang on and they sweep the Pacers.
Just go out there and just be great.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Joe Haggerty. going to join us at 8:35.
Is that confirmed?
I thought you just confirmed.
No. I asked him to come on at 8:35. No. He has not been confirmed yet.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
It's just like my dog. I let him piss on my grass. He kills it.
Okay. I'm looking through all the topics that they discuss, and I'm just like, there's some that I might just end up listening for myself. And I mean, we're going to continue to play Phil Esposito just yelling at stuff. But I mean, I don't know why he does this. There's like no people listening to it.
And it can't.
There will be now.
It can't pay that much. By the way, remember that when is the big, is it tomorrow, the big when they show
marathon,
off 22 movies?
The movie marathon, yeah. Tomorrow starting at, I think, 11:30, Pasta Joe is going to be at the Marvel movie marathon. It starts, I think, at with the Iron Man movie, and it's overnight. So this thing goes all throughout the next 2.5 days and ultimately ends, I think, the 5 o'clock showing on Thursday, the very first possible public showing of Avengers Endgame. So Pasta Joe will be calling in. We'll be calling him. We'll be getting, I'm sure, very in-detailed reviews and okay, what so the scene you, is like.
Again, I'm fascinated by Pasta Joe and what's going on. Now, this seems like something that's right up his alley.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of just sitting on his couch, he's just sitting in a movie chair.
Right. He's usually just a Netflix, nachos on stomach kind of guy.
And he can do all of that at the movie theater.
He can.
So I'm fascinated that you've been, have you been texting with him?
Yeah. We've been like emailing back and forth.
Okay, emailing. Does he, are they just all one word emails?
No, not really. Let me see. It's like, yeah, it kind of is. Now that I look. I was like, hey, it's at the Showcase Revere. You know, can we call you this morning? And he goes, yes, you can. And then I said, all right, we'll do it later. He goes, thanks. And he goes, what are the details? So, yeah, I mean, three words.
Should we call Pasta Joe today at 9?
Yeah, maybe we do that. Maybe we kind of get everything all set up with him.
Yeah.
I can do that. All right, but not a bad idea.
Yeah, we'll talk to him on the air and see how he's preparing for all this.
I have a question. Maybe I missed it in a post-show meeting or earlier this morning, but you guys have now played the audio of both the contestants for the Avengers Endgame screening with you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering, when do we decide who wins and who loses?
I mean, you pose a great question. We have not figured that out.
How do you
decide? We haven't heard all the Mark Gemelli audio yet.
We haven't, but do you think it's fair just to kind of air what we aired? I mean, we have to make a decision soon because the screening's right around the corner.
And how is it? Five calls says it all? Is it in the room here? How do you decide?
Do we put it out like a old-fashioned Twitter poll?
But I want to hear the rest of the Gemelli stuff. I could really care less who wins.
Okay, we can play it in the morning.
That's true.
Do you want to play it?
Whenever you want.
I mean, we could play it at 9:20.
No, let's play it tomorrow at like 8.
Okay. We'll play the rest of Gemelli tomorrow.
Yeah. And then decide. Okay. Well, it's going to be Nick. I mean, even Bird knows it's going to be Nick. Hey, listen, Bird tried, and he got out there, and he got a second one. And listen, okay. he did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, he got two. And the first one was pretty good that he got, but he got a second one where he ran into somebody, and the first thing he asked was,
wait, are we cousins? Related? Yes, we are.
Okay, so he just had no idea. He was just like,
even though his aunt was right there.
Which is very strange.
Yes. All right, so we have...
So don't give me this global warming, and in the wintertime, you freeze your balls up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Godzilla like tweeting and saying he would host an environmental show with Tommy Heinsohn and Phil Esposito. To that, I would say, me want to be there. I want to be right in the center of all of that.
Yeah, don't do it in a studio either. That's a public place type thing.
I just think you do it on the phone like they've been doing it.
Oh.
Because then that leads to not paying attention.
What would be the top five topics? Millennials?
Yeah.
Because that's such a trigger word.
Computers?
Yeah, computers is a good one.
Cell phones count?
I would put that under computer.
Or just like technology.
All right, technology.
Would driving...
Wait, they're driving or the driving of other people?
The price of things.
Yep.
People who don't look like me.
Oh.
It's
too obvious, but it's like the way the game has changed.
That's great.
That's true.
Players today are soft.
That's good.
Players today are soft. That would be, yeah. And these are all Esposito ones. These are the ones we'd want to
ask. But Esposito would also say he hadn't watched a game in about 10 years. He's hanging on.
How long ago was it we had Esposito on the show?
I had him in studio in Atlanta. I read his autobiography.
Really?
I bet it's pretty good.
It's, see, what makes it so funny that he's doing the play-by or the color commentary on the radio is that he harbored a great resentment towards that organization.
Right.
Because he thought they pushed him out even though he was responsible for bringing him down there.
And they pushed him out because he was horrible at his job. But he did. He was not single-handedly, but one of the major reasons that they have a franchise.
But in his opinion, he did like almost all the work. He got him down there. And I just think it's so funny that his contempt for the organization, he's still working for them.
Glaciers that are melting, they say that is so full of shit. Full of shit that the glaciers are melting, Phil. You fucking ass.
So he said, vegans.
They won't even know what it is.
Vroom, 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 vroom. I just want to get them revving up.
Hunting loss. All right. Well,
CNN.
Yeah, that's another good one. That's
good.
Because apparently they have several on Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big.
There's a few on there. I mean, they talk politics. They talk, you know, the environment. Every once in a while, they talk about hockey. Every once in a while.
Yeah, that's not the good ones.
I think that's where they check out.
Yeah, that's when they kind of check out. All right, the Bruins yesterday play a game that makes you go, why did you not play this way the whole
time? It's great to watch, but awesomely frustrating to see.
Nobody knows what's going to happen Game 7 because nobody knows what team's going to show up.
Because if the Bruins play like that, they'll win.
But it's not like they just like figured it out. I mean, they've been attempting to play that way. Game 2 was kind of an attempt.
They
at that.
Are so they're capable of doing this every single night.
They're a better team.
And as I said at the beginning of the series, when I thought the Bruins would win in 5, they dictate how the game is going to go. If they play well, they win. If they don't play well, they lose. Toronto has something to do with that. But the energy the Bruins had in the first period of Game 5 in their own building in a 2-2 series was appallingly bad.
Yeah. I can't figure it out. This series, I can't figure out because if you play physical and you forecheck, you're going to win. That's all. They're not going to beat you. You're too good. You're a much better team than them. I mean, Tavares is an animal.
Matthews ain't bad either.
Matthews, you watch Tavares and he'll just skate through people.
True.
I mean, he had a possession yesterday where his stick must have gotten whacked 5 times, and he had complete control over the puck. So that's frustrating. All right, we'll see if Haggerty can come on, and so much more. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gordon Hayward switches to the right hand. Driving strong. Draws some contact. Runner is good. Score to the foul for Gordon Hayward.
Woo! Gordon Hayward. Bang, bang. Santa Claus.
I guess it's not that time. But that was a good play. Laid it up. Caught the arm, the foul, lays it off the glass, got his man in the pop.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, that's Cedric Maxwell on the call. 617-779-0985.
Oh, hang on, we found the clip that Mike was talking about. Put that gun on. Somebody called in earlier and said that there was I guess it was after, who was the dunk on Hayward? Was it Tyreke Evans?
No, the dunk was Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, okay. So the Miles Turner, here it is. This is after the Miles Turner dunk and something Max said yesterday.
Jaylen Brown in the corner gets free and knocks down a three. You may see the highlight forever, but if they don't get back defensively, you won't be seeing the Pacers tomorrow.
Boy, he is going to be in some kid's bedroom. I mean, in a good way.
45-39. Bogdanović catches in the paint, spins and scores.
Okay.
That was the Jalen three, 5 seconds after the Turner dunk.
I understand. The issue is not what happened in the game. The issue is that he said that he was going to be in the kid's bedroom. Obviously, he's referring to a
poster.
A poster.
Yes. But he's going to be in a kid's bedroom, and I mean, in a good way. Maybe that's why he meant Santa Claus, because he creeps into the house.
So there was a whole theme going
that's
on?
That's where the Santa Claus thing came from.
I understand. George, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just got to tell you, Cedric Maxwell is the absolute worst. Honest to God, some of the stupid things he says that they should have some kind of a drinking game in Baptist, maybe like the Cedric shots or something.
I love Cedric Maxwell.
There's nothing wrong with Cedric Maxwell, sir.
And I'm not just saying that. I'm not being a company guy. Like, Cedric Maxwell's clips, like, make me laugh. And also, in all fairness, like, we play these clips that are usually the highlight ones where he has to, like, yell something. His analysis is good. And we've had him in studio, and he's very good at what he does if you listen to the game. But he, when he gets excited, he yells absolute nonsense. And he'll be the first one to admit
it. Exactly.
Like, his brain explodes. And he just starts naming food. And I don't know what Bang Bang Santa Claus is. But if you listen to an entirety of a game, he's good at analyzing. I mean, he's good at an analyst. But some of that stuff is
Bang
just,
Bang Santa Claus is like chili guy ass.
Yes, right. That's
Bang Bang Santa Claus.
Shack attack, daddy mouth. Like, two words will come out of there like, whoa.
Yeah, you have no idea what he's talking about. Yeah. All right. So that was his sweep.
Yep, so it was a sweep. And you know, I think most people expected that the Celtics are going to win that. There wasn't much of a doubt without Oladipo out, although they played well without Oladipo. But the one thing that I'm not trying to give them more credit than they're due. But the one thing that you did see is you saw a team that knew how to close it out. And you've got Kyrie Irving, who when he wanted to, he could take over a game. And now you've got a guy in Gordon Hayward who, as you said earlier, not only is he playing well, but he's got the confidence to not have to wait for anyone's permission to make a big play. And he's been doing that now since the very end of the season, like the last week of the season.
And something else, that kind of flew under the radar is kind of the resurgence of Jaylen Brown. And you see Jaylen kind of get in his own head sometimes. He'll miss a couple of shots, and then he'll miss his next four or five. You saw that during the playoffs, especially Eastern Conference Finals last year against Cleveland. But it's good to see Jaylen knocking down threes. He is a very important player for the Celtics, not just on the offensive end, but defensively. You saw it in this series without Smart. You saw Jaylen Brown kind of try and take Bogdanović away, and he did at times during the series. They're going to need him. They're going to need him a lot, especially on a guy like Chris Middleton
Here's what they got to stop, and that's trying to be all cute with their passes. Because this team's got a major turnover problem.
That's the same thing with the Bruins.
You're right.
And it didn't hurt them nearly as much against Indiana. They turned the ball over a ton against the Pacers. And the Pacers just don't have. If they had Oladipo, it would have hurt a lot more. So,
well, the Bucks will make them pay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't go based on what you saw against Indiana and project that forward. Say, well, okay, then they're gonna beat the crap out of Milwaukee. Two entirely different teams. This is a different animal that you're going to go face in the second round.
It is, but I like their chances, all things considered. I just, once again, if you're not going to be able to stop Giannis, you can't, and he's going to get his points, and I don't think you double team him. I think you let him do what he's going to do, but you take away everything else.
Still hard to do.
It is tough. I mean, they get a little bit of, a lot of people I heard call this team a one-man team, and that's not the truth. I mean, they've got some good parts around them. However, they do not have anywhere near the bench that the Celtics have right now. The bench alone yesterday scored, 49 points?
Yes.
Between Rozier, Hayward, and Marcus Morris. The only guy I can actually count on that bench is, like, to continue to score that high is Gordon Hayward. Marcus Morris is hot and cold. We know that. He's been good so far.
It was good to see, by the way, that you go 0-for and then come back and contribute the next game.
Totally. And for yesterday there being a game where they obviously did a pretty good job on Kyrie Irving and Al Horford, who just was off, that you're going to be able to find some sort of offense from somewhere else. And that's what's going to make this team pretty damn tough to stop. And that's why I thought that they were going to make it to the finals. It's going to be a tough road the entire way. But if you continue to have the bench play as hard as they do, and you just have consistency from your starting five, especially until Marcus Smart gets back, I think you're going to be a tough team to beat. And I have a feeling that, man, this next one's going to be, it's going to go the distance. It'll be a 7-game series probably. And I don't.
So we'll end around the mid-May?
Well, okay. So I checked on it, Fred. I checked on it. They're not going to start the second round until the first round is done. And it looks like that the San Antonio Spurs Nuggets series, which is right now tied up 2-2,
yeah.
Game 7 is Saturday. So I bet you that game 1 for this Bucks, the Bucks haven't won yet, but they're going to, this Bucks-Celtics series is probably going to be Sunday afternoon.
And the plus side of it is both teams are going to have to wait at least 5 days. It's much different than, say, if the Bruins win tomorrow, Bruins-Columbus series. Columbus will have waited a week, 10 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's advantage Bruins, by yes. the way, in my belief. So regardless of who comes out of this series, not only does Columbus not have home ice, they will have been sitting around for a long period of time.
Did you see anything yesterday, Fred, that made you think that the Bruins are going to be able to do that one more time?
Yes. They're better. If they play their game, they're going to win.
But they haven't for three games.
No, but what I'm saying is it's simple. I don't know what we're doing and what their motivation is. But if they play that game, Toronto can't beat them.
Well, Friday was the most disheartening because they had played a game the way that you're supposed to. That game two was, I mean, you had the blueprint.
Okay, so game two, they couldn't repeat that because game two, you can't play like that again. You can't play that, you know, every few games.
In that it was ultra physical?
In that it was ultra physical. What they did yesterday is a blueprint which you can easily repeat. I mean, after the Toronto goal, they took over the game. And it's not like they were doing anything remarkable or special.
Well, am I the only one who thought that they actually looked faster for the first time?
Yeah, they did on TV.
Especially the beginning part of the second period.
I mean, the ice was tilted for about 8 minutes. I mean, to the point where it was like, wow, they're playing exceptional. Let's get something for the effort. And eventually they did score. But, I mean, they dominated the team for 8 minutes. And they weren't doing anything crazy. They were just forechecking and playing physical. That's all. They should be able to do that whenever they want. I mean, that's the difference between this series and like a series like against the Blackhawks in the finals is that there's a possibility that the Bruins play the Blackhawks and they stick to their game plan and they lose. If they play Toronto and they stick to their game plan and Raz doesn't fall apart completely, they win.
So if they lose, this is obviously a disappointment of a season.
Oh, it's a massive disappointment.
It's a huge disappointment. They have the best record of any team that's still in the tournament. Yeah, if they don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals now, it's a disappointment. No, they got to win tomorrow, or it's a lot of things are going to change.
And by the way, I looked up Columbus. Columbus last played the 16th, the absolute earliest the Bruins series against Columbus, if they would win, the absolute earliest it would be Thursday, and that would be a 10-day break.
I don't think that they would play Thursday.
Is the Garden open Tuesday? Is there a concert or anything?
Well, no. They're playing Tuesday. I don't know if the Garden's open.
I mean Thursday.
They got to give them more than a day between series.
I've seen it before.
I don't know,
it's
man. I have two.
2 days and you're back on. I mean, Columbus has been sitting around a long time.
I know, but it's, I don't know. I don't know if you give them a day off and then have them play again.
That I think specifically the Bruins and the San Jose series, those are the two series that are going to go seven. So after that's done, you immediately go forward to the next round.
No, I understand.
I think it would be Thursday. No confirmation of this. We're just guessing, but I would bet it would be Thursday.
See, I'm going to say Friday.
Okay.
Winner gives the other winner a little smooch. That's on the table.
For all the smooches?
John agreed. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ice up. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. My wife and children were out of town Thursday to Saturday.
Did you end up going anywhere on your own?
Yes. I played golf on Friday and had to fear no consequence.
Yep.
So I could do whatever I wanted. But I played pretty much right after work, so I went to sleep at like 8. I slept till noon.
God bless you.
It was fantastic. Ugh, like my body so was just jealous. like, hey, do whatever you want to do, baby.
Did you do the second sleep where you just wake up like around like 8 or something?
Yeah.
And then the second sleep is the deepest sleep.
Agreed.
Yeah. I got up and I let the dog out.
Yeah.
Because the dog was, that's the one part I didn't like, was having to deal with the dog. But I let the dog out, came back upstairs. She still took a crap upstairs, but I let that sit until Stephanie came home. But yeah, and then I got the second sleep. And then I got up and I'm like, I literally have nothing to do. So I watched that movie with the Vin Diesel and about when they're at that illegal
boiler room. Oh, boiler was a good movie.
Very good movie.
So the ending is the exact same ending almost as Wall Street, which is funny because they quote Wall Street throughout the film.
Yeah.
But the ending is almost exactly Wall Street. So I watched
and
that.
Ben Affleck ripped off the Alec Baldwin character in Glengarry
and
Glenn Ross.
And they also reference Glengarry Glenn Ross. So obviously they're
paying homage by ripping them off.
And then ripping them off. Like, hey, guys, I know that we're ripping this off. And then, but the great thing is I watched that movie and I said, well, I don't have to go to any soccer, baseball, anything. So me's going to go to the bar.
Awesome.
So like,
awesome.
Like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, walked on down to the bar. Mm-hmm. Why not? Then that night went to sleep around 8:30. That was the way it was going to go. That was the way that it was going to go.
Excellent. Sounds like a dream weekend.
It was a dream. And because usually I'd be like, oh, well, like I missed the kids or something like that. Like, the kids are away. And, there's so much of my life is, with their events and everything. No.
None of that?
No. And then, of course, the minute they get home and they know I'm there, they start going insane. So when they came back on Saturday, immediately they just started going insane. I could barely get through my Vinny and Pauly D dating show. Which, are you guys watching that?
No,
no, I've only seen highlights.
Double Shot at Love?
I heard it was very good. I saw one scene.
Hello, who's telling you it's not very good?
I thought it was you. I thought you said it wasn't
okay,
good.
First of all, those words will never come out of my mouth. We're talking about Vinny and Pauly D. No, there's girls. There's one that thinks she's a cat, and it's totally real. She walks around on all fours.
There's no reason that Pauly D shouldn't be on the show. He lives right around the corner. He goes to all the Celtics games. He performs down the street all the time.
He's a world famous international DJ.
You are probably the most famous person in this city who is a Pauly D fan.
I mean,
there's no bigger Pauly D fan that I know of than you.
Mayor Walsh.
Well, Mayor Walsh, of course. But he's got a Pauly D tattoo already, and that kind of creeps out Pauly D.
Well, I have the same Cadillac tattoo as Pauly D.
Do you really?
Yeah, he just has a massive Cadillac tattoo.
So
Pauly D made some mistakes.
There's no reason. He lives right down the road. Why wouldn't he come out? He's got you. Listen, there's a aw moment too because your daughter loves him.
Yep,
his daughter can meet him and be like, "Oh, Pauly D, you're the best with kids."
Stephanie had a relative over at her house, and we were watching. Zoe and I were watching the first Double Shot of Love, Pauly Del Vecchio and Vinny Guglielmo or something is how you pronounce his name. And the relative was like, "Oh, this isn't appropriate for her. Turn it off." And I just ignored her. Can you imagine going? The woman doesn't even have kids. Can you imagine going to someone's house and telling them that this is inappropriate to turn it off? Like,
it's a little gutsy.
And my wife was like, "I just don't know why you just didn't turn it off." Cool, you can't come in here and tell me to turn it off. It's not pornography. I didn't have on Goodfellas. It's Double Shot of Love. And at the end, they take a double shot, and they do it. And if you're the one that they like, they go, "Will you put your number in my phone?"
Ah.
And if they don't like you, they go, "Your cab's here." So they get in the cab. And it's not just all about looks, Rich, because I know how you're looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also
they seem very shallow on the show.
Well, no. Vinny got rid of a hot chick because he didn't feel that they vibed.
Okay. How did they not vibe?
He just thought she was superficial, maybe not there for the right reasons. I mean, and he goes, you know, you're really hot, but
Cab's here.
It's more than that. So your cab's here. And they get to, they have a barbershop where they make their decisions. So there's a barbershop in the house, and the guys are working on their hair while they review who they're going
to
get.
All right, is this again? Now I don't know why I'm not watching this. I need to watch
it. I don't know why you can't. I mean, the camaraderie between the two. And they have, with Paulie D's Rolexes, which are really classy, he has like a, where it's a, like a dumbwaiter that goes around in circles, and he hangs his chains from these hooks on the ceiling, and he has a chain with a massive gold Jesus head on it. It's awesome.
Shows us he's like loves the Lord.
Oh, I mean, Easter had to be a total blowout. He's like, it's this gold chain, and it's just this giant.
He brought out his best, shiniest golden crucifix.
It's not a crucifix. It's like legit Jesus's head.
Okay. But
and
gold.
And it takes like 10 minutes to figure out what it is. Just like you think it's like the singer of Tesla. And then you realize, oh, no, that's Jesus. Right. Because I want one of the singer of Tesla.
Why not?
Listen.
Everywhere there's signs.
They didn't write signs, but damn it if they didn't hit it out of the park when they covered it.
I think a cover was their biggest hit.
Oh, absolutely. That Cowboy of the Modern Day.
Love Song was kind of a hit.
Oh, Love Song was a hit.
Love will find a way.
They're Decent playing Bell. The House of Blues, by the way.
Tesla? They're headlining?
Yep.
Oh, I thought they'd be on one of those put the bars out of business tours.
All right. Is Pasta Joe, have we reached him?
Did you get him?
No, he hasn't tried.
Okay, if not, I got something for you, Fred.
Okay.
I got one of our. Okay.
We gave, before this break, we gave Bird Pasta Joe's number and asked to call him to see if he would get up. And Bird did not.
Huh. We're calling him now. And if we don't get him, I have something for you, Fred. A voice from the past, someone who really, really, really does not like Magic Johnson, has spoken.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing that. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.